Blanchett is an absolute superstar. So polite, just well spoken. What do you love? What do you love about her, Pearl? What do you love about Kate Blanchett?
Oh, she's a badass.
Yeah.
She can do any role.
Yeah.
She is masculine, feminine, strong. Her presence, and you forget everybody else on screen. Take Hela.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what? Have a listen, because right now we catch up back with Kate Blanchett to talk about not only where she keeps the Oscars, but Rossi, we got talking about you with Kate Blanchett.
Oh, wow. So when it comes to acting, and Pretty and I and our third co-host who's not here, Big Rossi, we got the opportunity to...
Why is it the radio personalities big. Often have big, or, you know, they call a thingo or watto, or...
Yeah,
you know,
he's big. Yeah, I know.
He's 6 foot four.
He's a big guy. I don't know. We named him Big Rossi.
We did.
He's going to enjoy that we're talking about him right now. We got to star as an extra in one of the biggest...
He said star as an extra.
Yeah, star. Well, this is big for
That's
us.
That's an oxymoron, but never mind.
We'll yeah, okay. We got, it's, what was it, what's the movie called?
Featured Extra, I think.
Featured Extra in the, it's a Bollywood movie called Tiger Zinda Hai, which is a big release. I don't know if you know Salman Khan.
Yes.
It's his film.
This is like, this is the biggest one, right? This is huge. Yeah. So we got to play a very small, minuscule. So for the 33 seconds that I'm in it for, I spent...
That is a featured extra. That's a lot of
the
time.
The trailer came out. Guess who's the first face?
No.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. But that 33 seconds was 2.5 days on set, okay? I left there, and that's the first time I've really been on a proper movie set, and I just went, oh, man, it is hard doing what these guys do. Turning over to you... It's very difficult. I mean, people think actors, oh, they get paid all this money, they get to go do this. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of waiting around. It's makeup. It's waiting. You've got to learn your lines. You've got to do all that.
But then think about what the crews go through.
Yes.
I had friends who worked on The Second Babe, and they were doing a night shoot for 2.5 weeks for 14 seconds of screen time. That's the crew. I mean, the crew are there from dawn to dusk. I mean, as an actor, you have to learn on film, which took me a long time to learn. You have to learn to... activate and then deactivate. You know, I remember I was working with Ralph Fiennes years ago, and I didn't know what to do when I was sitting in my trailer. I was always on and ready, and he would just be sitting there reading a book in Russian, totally relaxed, and then he'd be ready to go. And so you have to learn to be sort of actively relaxed so that you can then concentrate for very short periods of time. It's a very particular childlike level of concentration, you know. But
it gets easier? Does it get easier, the acting?
No, I think it gets harder.
Because people are more, they're expecting more?
I think so. I mean, I think it's the enemy of being an actor, I think, is self-consciousness. And I think the bigger the profile you have, or once you've had a so-called success in something, people then have greater expectations. And for me, it's really important that you risk screwing up. You know, if you're going to try something new, you're going to screw it up.
Sure.
And so the screw up becomes very public. So you have to develop a very thick skin, but also not so thick that you can't expose yourself in an appropriate sense.
Yeah. No. What you mean? I get you.
I mean emotionally or psychologically. You know. So that's. I think that's the hardest thing.
So cool. Where are the Oscars now? Where are the? Where do they sit?
What mine?
Yes. I don't have any.
Yeah. One's in Acme in Melbourne.
Okay.
I'm a Melbourne girl, and so it's a film museum, and the other one.
You're really thinking about it.
No, it's because we just moved back to England.
Okay.
The other one. The other one's in Sydney.
Okay.
Yes.
You sure?
Propping open a door, I think. Yeah, they're very
No,
heavy.
They're
so
not.
Useful.
You've got it as a door. No, you do
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no, it's a door. So I think it was in the loo at one point.
That is amazing.
I mean, it's where most people go. You know, you spend a lot of time on the loo, and so you get to look at... They're very beautiful objects. They're very, very beautiful. And you look really good holding them, because I don't work out, but they make your biceps look fantastic when you're... That's why everyone looks so... They're so happy to win it, but they also... Their biceps
they're flexing
look fantastic.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Thank you so much. We'll wrap it up here. Kate Blanchett back in Dubai. And, yeah, we just keep coming back.
She was an absolute star. Just, I want you to picture that Oscar that she's got it in the bathroom as a door stopper. Are you serious? She's unbelievable. Go check out the pics. We've got them on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you to IWC for hooking that up. She's I was a fan of Cate Blanchett. I'm now in love.
Totally.
There it is.